We're thankful for the privilege of being around the Word of God again this evening.
主啊，我们感谢您，今天我们又可以围绕在神的话语的周围了。
And we pray that you will speak to each one of us.
主，我们祈求你能够对我们每个人说话。
You know what our needs are. You know what our prayers are.
你知道我们的需要是什么，你也知道我们的祷告是什么。
And we pray that you will indeed answer.Those needs and prayers through the ministry of your word this evening.
我们祈求您能够借着今天晚上您的话语的传讲，能够满足我们的需要，也回应我们的祷告。
So we pray that you'll bless Jurgen as he speaks to us.
主，我们祈求您能够祝福Jurgen弟兄，当他给我们讲话的时候。
Give him the right words to speak. Give us the right hearts to receive.The message that he would send to us from yourself.
主啊，也给他正确的话语来说，也给我们正确的心来领受从你而来的信息。
And so we give thanks and look to you again tonight for a blessing.
主，我们感恩也今天晚上祈求您的祝福。
We do so in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们这样的祷告是奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen. Thank you. Brother Jurgen, please.
Thank you, and greetings to all that are accompanying us in this journey through the Gospel of Mark.
欢迎所有跟我们一起同行啊，就是走这个查考马可福音这个旅程的朋友们。
Let's turn again to Mark chapter 1.
我们再翻到马可福音的一章。
The late King Alfonso of Spain would sometimes travel around the country in disguise.
那在以前的那个西班牙的有一个国王呢，他有的时候会乔装打扮呢，然后到处去旅行。
One day he stopped at a small hotel and registered under an assumed name.
然后他有一次呢是在到了一个小旅馆，然后他用一个假的名字呢就登记了。
The following morning, he asked the chambermaid to bring him a mirror for shaving.
然后呢，这个第二天早晨呢，他就问这个客房服务部呢要一个镜子，因为他要刮脸。
As she handed him the mirror, she declared, "You're not just an ordinary traveler, are you?"
然后这个服务员呢，把这个镜子给他的时候，他说：“你好像不是一个普通的游客呀，是不是？”
Why do you ask?Said the king.
然后这个国王就问他，你为什么这么问呢？
I don't know, she said. You seem different. I bet you work in the royal court at Madrid.
然后他说，我也不知道为什么，但是我敢说啊，你一定是为皇家服务的吧？
As a matter of fact, I do, the king admitted.
然后这个国王就承认说，事实上我是的。
I knew it, she exclaimed. Perhaps you work for the king himself?
然后这个女仆就说，我就知道吧，我猜你可能就是为国王自己服务的吧。
That's right, answered Alfonso.
这个 Alfonso 这个国王就说呢，你说的对。
And what do you do for him? She asked.
然后这个女仆问，那你为国王做什么呢？你是做什么工作的呢？
Oh, I do a number of things, said the king, smiling. Right now, I'm giving him a shave.
然后这个国王说，我为他做很多事情，就在现在呢，我又要给他刮脸了。
When Jesus Christ was on this earth, many saw him and heard him, not realizing that the king had come.
那主耶稣基督在地上的时候也是一样的，很多人看见他，也听见他说话，但是没有意识到他就是那个王啊。
We have been looking at the magnificence of Christ in the Gospel of Mark, and today our topic is,The magnificence of his kingdom.
那我们一直在查考这个系列，就是马可福音所反映出的主耶稣基督的伟大。那今天我们的这个这一讲的主题呢，就是他的国度。
So let's start off reading Mark 1 verse 14. Now after John was put in prison, Jesus came to Galilee preaching the gospel of the kingdom of God.
我们看一章的十四节，约翰下监以后，耶稣来到加利利宣传神的福音。
And saying, the time is fulfilled and the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent and believe in the gospel.
15节说, 日期满了,
the kingdom of God was the subject Christ taught about more than any other.
但这个神的国啊,是这个主耶稣基督的这个讨论,说话的这个主题啊,之一而且是比任何的话题都多的一个话题。
It was the first thing he talked about, and also the last.
他是他讲的,主耶稣讲的这个第一件事,也是他讲的最后一件事。
We constantly hear him speak of the kingdom of God.
那我们总是持续不断地听他说神的国,神的国。
The phrase shows up in his sermons, his parables, and his prophecies.
那这个神的国呢,出现在他的讲道里面,出现在他的比喻里面,也出现在他的预言里面。
His entire life was a demonstration of that kingdom that had presented itself in the world.
那他这一生呢,都是要把这个,呈现这个国是,神的国是什么样子呈现给大家。
The concept of the kingdom of God first shows up in the book of Genesis.
那神的国这个概念呢,最初出现的是在创世纪。
Human beings were placed to govern in the name of God and to carry out his will in this world.
那人呢,是奉神的名在这个地上这个管理这个全地的。
That was the original plan of the Creator for this planet.
这个就是这个造物主最初的计划,对这个我们这个所在的星球的一个计划。
God's kingdom or God's rule was to be carried out in this world through human beings who were made in the image of God.
那神的旨意和这个神的在这个地上的这个计划呢,是要通过他所造的,按神的形象和样式造的人来执行出来的。
And when people lived under the reign of God, this world was a beautiful paradise.
当人们真的是按照神的统治在这地上生活的时候呢,这个星球是一个美丽的乐园。
People were placed to reign on earth as representatives of God.
那神把人放在这个地上呢,是代表神来统治的。
But one day Adam and Eve said, "We don't want to be governed by God," and sin entered the world and paradise was lost.
然后有一天亚当和夏娃说呢,我们不要听从神的命令了,然后他们就犯罪了,然后这个乐园就失去了。The
fall into sin was orchestrated by an evil power called Satan, who is mentioned here in Mark chapter 1, verse 13, and it says, "And he was there in the wilderness 40 days, tempted by Satan."
那这个在背后这个引导亚当夏娃犯罪的这个背后的这个导演的这个势力呢，就是那个邪恶的敌人撒旦。这个就在马可福音的一章13节里面提到了，他说，主耶稣在旷野40天受撒旦的试探。
Satan is a powerful angel who, along with a third of the angels of heaven, rebelled against God.
那这个撒旦呢,他是一个大能的天使,他带着三分之一的天使背逆神。With
this group of rebels, Satan formed a kingdom of his own, a counterfeit kingdom of darkness.
然后就撒旦和这三分之一的天使呢,他们就建立了这个黑暗的国度。And
Satan is seen in the Bible as the false god of this world.
那圣经里面让我们看见撒旦呢,就是这个地上的这个假的神。And
when the Son of God comes on the scene, Satan immediately comes to tempt him, as he did with Adam and Eve.
然后当这个耶稣出现在这个人的这个世界里的时候呢,这个撒旦马上就来了,来试探他了,就像当时试探亚当和夏娃一样。
The legitimate king had come. And Satan's kingdom was at risk.
因为那个真的王来了,所以撒旦这个假的国度呢,就受到了威胁。The
coming of Christ was the counterattack of the kingdom of God against the kingdom of darkness.
那耶稣来呢,就是这个神的国来对抗这个撒旦的这个黑暗的国度了。
And this world is the scenario of a great spiritual battle.
所以呢，我们这个地球啊，我们这个所在的地呢，就是一个这个属灵的征战的这么一个战场了。The
reestablishment of the kingdom of God in this world is, in fact, the central theme of the Bible.
那重建神在地上重建神的掌权的国度呢，是这个整本圣经的主题。
God purposed to redeem his creation and bring it back under his gracious rule.
所以神呢，他的目的呢，是要把他所造的这个受造物呢赎回来，然后重新放在他的这个他有蛮有恩典的统治的国度里面。
And Christ came for the purpose of restoring the kingdom of God in this world.
所以主耶稣基督来，他的目的呢，就是重建在这个世界上重建神的国度。
And the coming of the kingdom is referred to here as the gospel, which means good news.
所以在14节里面我们看到这个神的国来了，就是好消息，就是福音啊。
Christ came to deliver us from the kingdom of darkness and to bring us into a kingdom of life and blessing, and this is very good news.
因为主耶稣进来就是把我们从这个黑暗的国度里面带到那个祝福的生命的这个国度里面，这是一个非常好的消息。Later
on in Mark 9 and 10, the phrase kingdom of God is used to speak of salvation and eternal life.
那在马可后面的九章十章里面，那个时候提到神的国呢，是代表这个救赎，代表永生的。It
is to be freed from the rule of sin and death, and to come under the rule of God, which brings blessing and joy.
那时候神的国是它是指把从罪和死亡的奴役下救出来，然后进到了神的祝福里面去。In
the Lord's Prayer, our Lord taught us to pray, Your kingdom come, Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
那在主导文里面呢，主耶稣教导我们祷告说，愿神的国降临，愿他的旨意行在地上，如同行在天上。This
prayer indicates that God's kingdom is where his will is done.
然后这个祷告呢，就告诉我们，神的国是什么呢？就是他的旨意能够被执行的地方。It
is where people live under the life-giving reign of God.
那他就是人们是生活在那个赐生命的神的统治之下的。It
is God governing our lives and leading us into lives of righteousness, love, and blessing.
是神引导我们的生命，让我们得着祝福，得着生命，得着这个光的公义的地方。So
the gospel is the kingdom of God striking back against the kingdom of darkness.
所以神的国呢，就是神的神国的福音呢，就是神回击，要击败这个撒旦的黑暗的国度。Now
the results of joining Satan in his rebellion against God were tragic.
那加入撒旦呢，来抵挡神的结局呢，是非常悲惨的。Sin
brought consequences to every area of human life.
那罪呢，给人类的这个生命的每一个层面都带来很严重的后果。There
were spiritual consequences that involved separation from God and bondage to sin.
那从属灵的这个层面，它的后果呢，就是和神分离，然后被罪捆绑。There
were physical consequences like disease, disabilities, and ultimately death.
那从肉身上来讲呢，这个罪带来的就是疾病，是残疾，最终的结果就是死。There
were social consequences that filled the world with hatred, conflict, injustice, and violence.
那从社会这个层面的后果呢，是充满了仇恨，充满了不公义，充满了这个冲突、不公正等等。There
were natural consequences in the form of thorns, natural disasters, droughts, and plagues.
然后从自然界的这个后果来说呢，它会产生这个荆棘和蒺藜，然后会有这个自然灾害，有旱灾，有洪水、地震等等。But
here we see someone has come to free us from the bondage and the tyranny of sin and death.
那现在我们看到有一个人来，要把我们从这个罪捆绑和这个死亡的这当中解救出来。
Christ came to restore God's original purpose for mankind.
那基督来呢，是要重新恢复神对人最初的旨意。
He came to overthrow the kingdom of darkness.
他来就是要推翻这个黑暗的国度的。
In 1 John chapter 3 verse 8, we read that the Son of God was manifested that he might destroy the works of the devil.
在约翰一书的三章八节里面呢，说这个主耶稣基督啊，是要除灭魔鬼的行为的。
And Christ demonstrated his power in every area where Satan had brought darkness and bondage.
那撒旦在哪些领域带来了这个黑暗和捆绑呢？主耶稣基督在世上的时候呢，他就在这些方面都显出了他的能力。
So let's notice in the book of Mark how Jesus went about destroying the works of the devil.
所以我们现在来看看在马可福音里面，主耶稣在哪些方面在破坏这个撒旦的权势。
First of all, we see his power in the spiritual realm.
首先我们在这个属灵的领域来看。
Christ had authority over Satan.
主耶稣呢，对撒旦他是有权柄的。
And Mark talks about this more than any other gospel writer.
那这个马可呢，在比其他的任何一个作者呢，都更多的强调这一点。
The first incident is in Mark 1, where an evil spirit showed up in the middle of a service in the synagogue.
那这个在马可福音第一个提到的场景呢，就是正在会堂中间，大家正在服侍的这个敬拜的时候呢，就有一个巫鬼出现了。
We'll read from Mark 1:23. Now there was a man in their synagogue with an unclean spirit, and he cried out.
我们读马可福音的一章二十三节，在会堂里有一个人被巫鬼附着，他喊叫说
，Saying, "Let us alone. What have we to do with you, Jesus of Nazareth? Did you come to destroy us? I know who you are, the Holy One of God."
二十四节，拿撒勒人耶稣，我们与你有什么相干？你来灭我们吗？我知道你是谁，乃是神的圣者。
But Jesus rebuked him, saying, "Be quiet and come out of him."
二十五节，耶稣责备他说，不要作声，从这人身上出来吧。
When the unclean spirit had convulsed him and cried out with a loud voice, he came out of him.
二十六节，巫鬼叫那人抽了一阵风，大声喊叫，就出来了。
Then they were all amazed, so that they questioned among themselves, saying, "What is this? What new doctrine is this? For with authority he commands even the unclean spirits, and they obey him."
二十七节，众人都惊讶，以致彼此对问说，这是什么事？是个新道理啊。他用权柄吩咐巫鬼，连巫鬼也听从了他。
Many people are terrified of demons.
很多人都很怕这个鬼。
But notice here, the one who is terrified is the devil.
但是在这个故事里面呢，害怕的倒是鬼自己。
The demon is frightened and begs Jesus not to destroy him.
这个鬼很害怕，然后他求这个耶稣不要灭了他们。
How fascinating! The king has arrived on the scene, and now it's the demon's turn to tremble.
所以你看这是多么美，这个多么令人这个喜悦的一个场景啊！这个国王来了，然后现在这个撒旦，他这个巫鬼，他们开始浑身颤抖了。
Later on in Mark 7, a woman asks Jesus to deliver her daughter from demonic powers.
然后在后面马可福音七章里面提到，有一个妇人求主能够使她这个女儿身上这个巫鬼出去。
Christ grants her request, and the miracle was performed at a distance without saying a single word.
然后主耶稣呢就答应了他的请求，而且是远距离的，就是主耶稣没有说什么话，那个巫鬼就出去了。
His authority over the demons was astounding.
所以主耶稣对这个鬼的权柄啊，是让人惊奇的。
Now let's go to Mark 3:27. No one can enter a strong man's house and plunder his goods unless he first binds the strong man, and then he will plunder his house.
我们再
This world is like a big palace with many rooms.
这个就像一个很大的宫殿里有很多房子。
This palace has fallen under the control of a strong man who maintains control over his prisoners with an iron hand.
那这个宫殿呢，现在是被一个壮汉呢控制住了。他这宫殿里所有的人呢，都被他的这个铁手腕给控制住了。No
one could break free.
没有一个人能够逃脱得自由。But
here comes someone who is stronger, and he binds the strong man and plunders his house.
那现在来了一个比这个壮士更有力的人，他把这个壮士捆住，然后把他家里的东西都抢夺了。
That's what Jesus came to do. He came to set the captives free.
这就是耶稣来做的，他就是来使被掳的人得释放的。The
works of Christ demonstrate that the kingdom of darkness is under attack by a supernatural and invincible power.
那主耶稣基督他的所作所为呢，就显示出这个撒旦这个国度在被一个超自然的力量所攻击。
In Matthew 12, verse 28, Jesus said these words, "If I cast out demons by the Spirit of God, surely the kingdom of God has come upon you."
在马太福音的12章28节，耶稣是这么说，他说，我若靠着神的灵赶鬼，这就是神的国临到你们了。The
coming of the kingdom means the defeat of demonic powers.
那神的国呢，临到了，就表明就是现在这个世界统治的那个力量被毁灭掉了。Jesus
has power to deliver people from the guilt and the bondage of sin.
耶稣他有这个能力把人从罪污和罪的捆绑中解救出来。And
he comes to deal with that cancer that destroys us and turns us away from God.
那他来呢，就是来治好让我们和神分离的那个癌症的，就是那个罪，就是那个癌症。In
Mark chapter 2, a paralyzed man is lowered through a roof to the place where Jesus was.
那在马可的二章里面有一个瘫子，他是从屋顶里面坠到这个耶稣的面前的。The
man hoped for a miracle of healing, but he got much more than that.
这个人呢，本来是期望就是他的这个身体得医治的，但是他得着的远比他期望的多得多。The
Lord not only healed his body, he forgave his sins.
主耶稣基督不但医治了他的身体，还赦免了他的罪。So
Christ had power to destroy the works of the devil in the spiritual realm.
所以主耶稣有这个能力，他能够在属灵的领域呢，破坏了撒旦原来的工作。
But he not only had power over Satan and sin, he also had power over sickness.
所以他不仅对撒旦和这个罪有权柄，他还能够对这个疾病有权柄。Mark
documents 8 specific cases of healing.
那马可福音记载了8个具体的治病的案例。The
first healing is in Mark 1 of Peter's mother-in-law.
那第一个医治的案例呢，就是马可福音1章里面治好了彼得的岳母。The
news spread quickly, and soon crowds of sick people were flocking to see him.
然后这个消息呢，很快就传出去了，然后就一大群如潮水般的这个病人就涌来了。And
we read in Mark 1:32, at evening, when the sun had set, they brought to him all who were sick and those who were demon-possessed.
我们看马可的1章32节，天晚日落的时候，有人带着一切害病的和被鬼附的都来到耶稣跟前。And
the whole city was gathered together at the door.
33节，合成的人都聚集在门前。Then
he healed many who were sick with various diseases.
34节，耶稣治好了许多害各样病的人。
Now, great numbers of people are getting healed.
所以有很多数量的人呢，他们的病都得了医治。
Lepers the blind, the deaf, the crippled.
大麻风眼瞎的这个瘸腿的都治好了。
There was no sickness or disability that he could not heal.
没有什么疾病还有没有什么的这个残疾是主耶稣基督不能治好的。
Once when Jesus was walking along the road, a woman came from behind with a hemorrhage that had perplexed the best doctors.
那主耶稣有一次在行路的时候呢，有一个妇人从后面接近他，去摸他的衣裳的穗子。
The latest and the best medicines had done nothing for her.
那这个妇人呢，曾经求过无数的医生，但是这个最先进的医术、最好的药对他来说都没有什么用。
The woman comes through the crowd, extends her hand, and touches the garment of Jesus.
那这个人呢，就这个妇人就在人群中伸出她的手啊，去摸了一下耶稣的衣裳。
And the incurable disease was completely gone.
然后她这个本来是没有救的这个没有医治的这个病呢，一下子就好了。
She simply touched him, and she is healed instantly.
他就是这么摸了他一下，然后一下子就是当场就治好了。
Jesus was not even paying attention to her.
那主耶稣甚至没有注意到这个人。
Notice how easily he resolves the most difficult cases.
所以你看他解决了一个这么难的一个病啊，是多么容易就解决了呀。
This complicated medical problem required no special effort.
那这个非常复杂的这个病啊，在耶稣来看，他不需要他付出什么特别的努力。
His power to heal has no limits.
他医治的这个能力是没有限度的。
His grace is superabundant.
而且他的恩典呢，也是极其丰富的。
In his presence, disease has to flee.
在他的面前呢，疾病必须退避三舍。
I'll read Mark 6, verse 56. Wherever he entered into villages, cities, or the country, they laid the sick in the marketplaces and begged him that they might just touch the hem of his garment, and as many as touched him were made well.
Which chapter?
Mark 6, 56.
6章56节，马可6章56节。凡耶稣所到的地方，或村中，或城里，或乡间，他们都将病人放在街市上，只求耶稣，求耶稣只容他们摸他的衣裳穗子，凡摸着的人就都好了。
Sometimes he healed by touching the person.
有的时候他治病呢，是要摸一下这个人的。
Sometimes he healed with a word.
有的时候呢，他是说一句话就治好了。
Sometimes he healed from a distance.
有的时候呢，他是远距离的治病。
And he not only healed, but he gave his apostles power to do the same.
不仅他治病，他还给他的门徒这样的权柄，也能够治也同样能治病。
And not only could he deal with disease, he could even deal with death.
他不仅能够对付疾病，他还能对付死亡。
In Mark chapter 5, Jesus comes to the home of a 12-year-old girl who had fallen sick and died.
在马可的五章里面呢，他去到了一个十二岁女孩的家里，这个女孩呢是死了。
And we read in Mark 5, verse 41, then he took the child by the hand and said to her, Talitha Kumi, which is translated, little girl, I say to you, arise.
在马可的五章的41节，就拉着孩子的手对他说，大力大古米，翻出来就是说，闺女，我吩咐你起来。
Immediately the girl arose and walked, for she was 12 years of age, and they were overcome with great amazement.
42节，那闺女立时起来走，他们就大大的惊奇，闺女已经12岁了。
Death had reigned unchallenged in this world since man fell into sin.
在这个世界里，自从人犯了罪以后呢，这个死亡呢，就一直统治这个世界。
But death had to retreat when Jesus came on the scene.
但是耶稣基督登上历史舞台了以后呢，这个死亡就必须退下去了。
The Gospels mention 3 specific miracles of resurrection.
福音书呢记载了三次死人复活的这个神迹。
a girl, a young man, and a man named Lazarus were raised from the dead.
一个就是这个女孩，还有一个是年轻人，还有一个是叫拉撒路的一个成年人，他们都是从死里复活了。
The young girl was still in her home. The young man was in the coffin on the way to the cemetery, and the man was already in the graveyard.
嗯，那这个女孩呢是在她的家里，当时这个年轻人呢，当时是在棺材里，准备去埋葬的路上。那这个叫拉撒路的这个人呢，他就已经在坟墓里了。
In each case.Death had to release its prisoner.
但在每一次的案例里面，这个死亡都必须把他的这个所困住的这个人给放出来。
Christ spoke the word, and the dead came back to life.
那主耶稣基督只要一说话，那死人呢，他就重新拥有了生命。
And the greatest demonstration of that power was the resurrection of Christ himself.
而且显明这个死里复活这个大能的最伟大的这个例子，就是主耶稣基督自己从死里复活了。
These resurrections signal the arrival of the kingdom of God.
那这些死里复活呢，在宣告这个神的国的降临。
The kingdom of God is where death is defeated and life triumphs.
那神的国呢，就是死亡被打败，生命得胜的这样的一个国度。
Paul said in 1 Corinthians 15:22, in Christ all shall be made alive.
在哥林多前书的15章的21节里面说，在基督里面的，在22节，在基督里众人也都要复活。
Jesus showed his power over death, the greatest of our enemies.
所以主耶稣基督在我们的最大的敌人死亡的身上也显出了他的能力。
The miracles of Christ are evidence of his power to undo the brokenness of our world.
所以主耶稣基督他的这个能力是从神迹开始进到了我们这个破碎的世界里面。
They are a demonstration of his power to restore things the way God meant them to be.
他重新恢复了神本来让这个事情神最初让这个事情的那个样子，他又恢复了。
And they are a foretaste of the glorious kingdom that he will finally bring to this world.
所以他们预尝了这个神国的滋味啊，这个神国最后将来会临到这个世界的。
And Christ also has power to bring restoration.To relationships.
那主耶稣基督还有能力呢，能够重建这个关系啊，重新恢复这个关系的和睦。
Christ came to transform the way we relate to each other.
所以他来改变我们彼此之间的关系的。
In the kingdom of God, a new community arises where love and forgiveness reign.
那在神的国里面呢，是爱和赦免。是掌权的，是我们是这样的相处的。
In Israel, there was a lot of discrimination against certain groups.
在以色列呢，他们对很多群人呢，他们是有这个歧视的。
Samaritans were despised.
比如说撒玛利亚人呢，就被他们瞧不起。
Gentiles were called dogs.
那他们管外邦人呢，叫做狗。
Women were treated like slaves.
那女人呢，她们被男人的当成奴隶一样看待。
And those who did not respect Jewish customs were labeled sinners.
那些呢不遵守这个以色列的传统的人呢，他们就管他们叫罪人。
Into such a prejudiced environment, Jesus came, ministering the love of God to all.
又在这样一个充满偏见的这个世界里呢，主耶稣基督来了，然后他用爱来服侍众人。
He showed God's love to Galileans, to women, to Gentiles, lepers, and sinners.
那他向加利利人、向妇人、向罪人、向这个大麻风都显出他的爱。
Jesus touched the untouchable, and he loved the unlovable.
主耶稣去摸那些不可摸的人，他爱那些不可爱的人。
No one was excluded from divine mercy.
所以没有人是被排除在这个神圣的这个从神来的这个怜悯之外的。
In Mark's gospel, we see people who were considered outsiders coming to faith in Messiah.
那在马可福音里面，我们看到很多这种被藐视的这种局外人呢，他们都可以来看到来看弥赛亚了。
We see a demon-possessed man and a Gentile woman who are blessed by him.
我们看到一个被鬼附的人，还看到一个外邦人，都是被主祝福的。
And at the end of the book, a Roman soldier testifies that Jesus is the Son of God.
然后在这个书的最后呢，我们也看到一个罗马的军官呢，他见证耶稣是神的儿子。
Mark is showing us that the kingdom is not just for Jews, it's for everyone.
那主耶稣基督来显明这个神的国不仅是给犹太人的，也是给每一个人的。
Furthermore, Christ gave new dignity to women.
不仅如此啊，主耶稣还给了女人新的这个地位。
In Judaism, they were essentially slaves of their husbands.
那在这个犹太这个教里面呢，基本上女人呢就是丈夫的奴隶。
They were excluded from public life.
他们是不能参与公众活动的。
And Christ raised women to a new level of respect.
那主耶稣基督呢，把妇人呢抬高到一个程度，让他们能够得到尊重。
His first miracle of healing in Mark chapter 1 was for a woman.
那在马可福音记载的主行的第一个神迹，就是一章里面第一个神迹呢，就是医治了一个妇人。
He even chose a woman as the witness of his resurrection.
而且他甚至选择了一个妇人呢，做他这个死里复活的这个见证。
We also see Christ uniting people with radical differences.
我们甚至看到主耶稣把那些差距特别大的特别不一样的人呢联合在一起。
We see, for instance, in his group of disciples, Matthew, a former tax collector.
比如说我们在他的十二个门徒当中，我们看到马太，他以前呢是一个税吏。
Tax collectors worked for the Romans and were considered traitors.
那税吏呢是为罗马政府工作的，在犹太人看来呢，他们就是叛国者。
On the other hand, we have people in the group like Simon, a freedom fighter who sought to fight against the Romans.
然后我们在这个同样的这个十二个门徒的这个当中，还看到这个奋锐党人西门呢，他这个奋锐党呢就是要推翻罗马政府的。
In the past, Simon had possibly killed traitors like Matthew, but now we see them following Jesus together.
那在这以前呢，我们可能可以想象，这个西门如果碰到马太的话，他可能会把这个税吏杀了的。但是呢，现在呢，他们却一起跟随了耶稣。
In the kingdom of God, enemies are reconciled, and they walk together like brothers.
所以在神的国里呢，这个仇敌之间就彼此和好了，他们一起就像兄弟一样同行。
In the kingdom, reconciliation takes place, reconciliation with God and with others.
所以在神的国里面会发生很多的和好，人和神和好，人和人和好。
Christ showed special interest in the oppressed and the downtrodden. Christ showed
主耶稣向所有受压制的人呢，被排挤在外的人呢，都显出他的怜悯。
Once when a beggar was crying out for help, everyone tried to silence him.
还记得有一个瞎子啊，他呼喊耶稣求他治他的时候呢，很多人都制止他，不让他出声。
People don't have time for blind beggars.
那人们没有时间花在一个乞讨的瞎子的身上。
But look what Jesus did in Mark chapter 10, verse 49. So Jesus stood still and commanded him to be called. Then they called the blind man, saying to him, Be of good cheer, rise, he is calling you.
我们看看耶稣是怎么做的呢？在马可福音的十章的四十九节里面，耶稣就站住说，叫他过来。他们就叫那瞎子对他说，放心，起来，他叫你了。
Jesus did not call the man himself, he sent others to call him.
所以主耶稣基督没有自己过去叫他，他是派人去叫他的。
Those who were telling the man to be quiet now had to go and say to the blind man, get up, he's calling you.
所以那些原来让这个瞎子闭嘴不要说话的人呢，现在他们要去告诉那瞎子说，他叫你了。
Christ wanted others to learn that every person has great value.
所以通过这个举动呢，主耶稣希望别人每个人都明白，就是每个人都是有价值的。
The life of every needy beggar has value.
所以这个贫穷的讨饭的瞎子，他们是有价值的。
Christ showed us what it means to love our neighbor as ourselves.
所以主耶稣在这里显明啊，我们爱我们自己，爱我们的仇敌，爱我们的邻舍是什么意思
？And then Christ demonstrated his power over nature.
另外呢，主耶稣基督也在自然界上显出他的能力。
Mark gives many examples of Christ's power over creation.
那马可给出了很多例子啊，来证明主耶稣基督对这个受造物、被造物是有权柄的。
We see the Lord calming the sea in chapter 4.
在四章马可四章里面，我们看主耶稣平静了海。
We see him multiplying loaves and fish in chapter 6 and 8.
然后在六章和八章里面呢，我们可以看到主耶稣基督把这个饼和鱼啊，就是无限的分下去，把它变多。
We see him walking on the water.
我们也看到他在水面行走。
We see him riding a donkey that was never tamed.
然后我们也看到他骑一个从来没有被驯服过的这个驴子，驴驹身上。
We see him drying up a fig tree with a word.
我们也看到他用一句话就是一个无花果树枯干了。
Now it is likely that Adam had similar powers before sin came into the world.
那很有可能在这个罪来到世界以前呢，亚当也是有同样的这个能力的。
God gave Adam authority over creation.
因为神给了亚当这样的权柄呢，是在所有的这个受造物之上的。
That meant that animals and all living creatures were under his command.
那所有的动物，所有的这个植物、受造物都是要服从亚当的命令的。
All of creation obeyed him.
那所有的受造物都是顺服亚当的。
He was the king.
他是王。
He had authority because he was under the authority of God.
他之所以有权柄，因为那个时候他是在神的权柄之下的。
And when Adam submitted to God, all creation submitted to him.
当亚当臣服于神之下的时候呢，那所有的受造物都臣服于他之下了。
But when Adam stepped out from under the authority of God, he lost his authority.
但是当亚当不再顺服神了，他走出这个权柄顺序了以后呢，那其他的这个他对万物的这个受造物的权柄就没有了。
He stopped.Obeying God and creation stopped obeying him.
当他不再服从神的时候呢，那所有的受造物就开始不服从他了。
And now we are in danger of wild beasts, snakes, storms, floods, and earthquakes.
那现在呢，我们就会受这个野兽的害，受毒蛇的害，受这个自然灾害的害，这个狂风暴雨地震的害。
But now, with the coming of Jesus, we have a human being perfectly submitted to the will of his Father.
但是现在主耶稣基督来了，我们看到一个人，他是完全的降服在他的父神的这个旨意之下的。
Jesus was in perfect harmony with the will of God.
所以主耶稣基督和神的旨意之间是完全的和谐的。
He lived under God's rule, and consequently, creation submitted perfectly to him.
就是因为他是顺服神的指令的所以其他的受造物就完全都顺服他的命令了。
Creation obeyed his voice.
受造物呢是服从他的声音的。
This was not because he was God, but because he was a man totally submitted to God.
受造物服从他不是因为他是神，而是因为他是一个人，但是这个人呢是完全的臣服于神的。
Jesus exercised the authority that Adam had lost.
所以主耶稣基督他在行使那个亚当失去了的权柄。
He had authority because he was under authority. According to the prophets, in the Messianic age, there would be a restoration of nature.
在这个旧约的先知书里面呢，在这个千禧年的时候，是整个受造物都要被重建的。
The natural world would be freed from the curse.
那整个自然界呢，都会从咒诅之下挣脱出来。
The lion will lie down with the lamb.
那狮子和羊呢，它会一起躺卧。
The trees will clap their hands.
Oh, clap their really? 树它会鼓掌的。
Yeah, that's what the prophets say. The trees will clap their hands.
Oh, 那先知的预言就是这么说的，树会鼓掌。
Creation will be restored.
对，整个受造物都会被重新恢复重建。
Because of one man's disobedience, paradise was lost.
因为一个人的悖逆呢，就是失去了乐园。
Because of Christ's perfect obedience, it will be recovered.
那又是因为主耶稣基督完美的这个顺服啊，那这一切又都会被恢复。
The Bible talks about this in Hebrews chapter 2.
在希伯来书的二章里面，圣经是说到了这一点。
And there is coming a day when Christ will return, and the glory of God will fill the earth as the waters cover the sea.
Which verse?
Well, I didn't actually read the verse. I just said that when Christ comes back, the glory of God will fill the earth as the waters cover the sea.
那当主耶稣再来的时候呢，神的荣耀就像海一样覆盖，像水一样覆盖大地。
Christ came to destroy the works of the devil.
所以基督来呢，就是来毁坏撒旦的工作的。
And he demonstrated his power in every area where sin had brought destruction.
所以他在所带来这个毁坏的每一个领域啊，他都显明了他的能力。
He demonstrated his power over demons, sin, death, disease, and nature.
所以他在污鬼、在罪、在死亡、在疾病、在自然界都显出了他的能力。
The king had come to overthrow the kingdom of darkness.
所以这个王来了，他要推翻这个黑暗的国度了。
And when he comes, the chains of evil are broken. And the powers of darkness must flee.
所以他来了以后呢，这个邪恶的这个锁链要被断开，然后这个罪的这捆绑要解开。
How wonderful is this kingdom that Jesus brings?
所以主耶稣基督所带来这个国度是多么美好啊！
Now the question arises: Is the kingdom of God present, or is it in the future?
那这就有一个问题出来了，那这个神的国到底是在现在呢，还是在将来呢？
Now notice what Jesus said in chapter 1, verse 14, what we read, verse 15, the time is fulfilled and the kingdom of God is at hand.
我们看在马可福音的一章15节里面，耶稣是说日期满了，神的国近了。
Now this verse clearly indicates that in Christ, the kingdom has come.
那这个告诉我们呢，在基督里面，这个国度是已经来了。The
kingdom is present; it is here.
它是这个神的国就在现场，就在当下了，它就在这里。Christ
and his disciples went about preaching the kingdom of God.
那耶稣也好，他的门徒也好，都是在到处在讲这个神国的福音。In
Christ, that kingdom had come.
所以在基督里面，这个国度已经来到了。
Now, after his resurrection, Christ was with his disciples for 40 days speaking about the kingdom of God.
当耶稣复活以后呢，他和门徒们一起待了40天，都给他们在讲神国的事。
And all through the book of Acts, the apostles preached about the kingdom of God.
然后在整个使徒行传里面，使徒在传讲的都是神的国。
In Colossians 1:13, we read that he has delivered us from the domain of darkness and transferred us to the kingdom of his beloved son.
在哥罗西书的一章十三节里面，他说他救我们脱离黑暗的权势，把我们迁到他爱子的国里。
So the kingdom of God is a present reality, and believers in Christ have been brought into that kingdom.
所以神的国呢，它是一个现在存在的状态，那所有的信徒呢，都已经被迁到这个国度里了。
However, the New Testament also speaks of the kingdom as a future event.
但是呢，在新约里面呢，同时也说这个神的国呢，是一个未来的事件。
He taught us to pray,Your kingdom come.
因为主耶稣教导我们要祷告说愿你的国降临。
He spoke of his second coming when his kingdom would come with power and glory.
他也讲到他再来的时候呢，他的国是在这个荣耀和权势里面再来的。
And his future kingdom will bring about a complete overthrow of evil, sin, and suffering.
那他在来的这个未来的这个神的国呢，会把所有的罪啊、邪恶和这个苦难都给清除掉。
It will be a glorious kingdom when God's will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
所以那个时候，当神的旨意行在地上，如同行在天上的时候呢，他的所建的国度就是一个荣耀的国度。
So is the kingdom present or is it future?
所以这个国度到底是现在呢，还是将来的呢？
The answer is both.
那答案是两者都是。
There are blessings of the kingdom that we enjoy in the present.
那我们现在呢，就能够享受这个神国里的喜乐。
And there are other blessings that we will enjoy in the future.
那还有一些神国的祝福呢，我们是将来才能够享受的。
So the kingdom is present, but it is also future.
所以神的国既是现在的，同时也是将来的。
The kingdom has already come, but it has not yet fully come.
那神的国已经来了，但是它还没有全部到，全部来。
When Christ was here 2,000 years ago, not everyone was healed or delivered from demons.
那当主耶稣基督2000年之前来到地上的时候呢，不是所有的人都得到了医治，不是地上所有的人都得了医治，也不是所有的鬼都赶出去了。
Not all the hungry were fed.
不是所有这个饿的人都喂饱了。
Not all the blind recovered their sight.
不是所有的瞎子都恢复了视力。
His ministry was the beginning of the kingdom, but not the full manifestation of it.
那他的服事呢，是神国的一个起头，但是还没有全部做完。
In the person of Jesus, the kingdom of God invaded the world, but the full demonstration of that victory will be at the end of history.
那主耶稣基督来到这世界的时候呢，是他的这个进攻的开始，但是最终的全部的胜利呢，是要到将来的时候。
So the kingdom has come, but its full manifestation is in the future.
所以神的国来了，但他完全的展示呢，这个完全的成就呢，是要讲在将来的时候。
The king is reigning now in the lives of some people.
那这个王呢，现在是在某些人的生命中掌权。
But one day he will reign over all the earth.
那有一天呢，他会在整个全地上掌权。
Now look what it says in Mark chapter 4, verse 11. He said to them, "To you it has been given to know the mystery."Of the kingdom of God.
我们看这个马可的四章十一节，他说，耶稣对他们说，神国的奥秘只叫你们知道。
What did Jesus mean by the phrase "the mystery of the kingdom"?
那耶稣这里面用这个词，就神国的奥秘是什么意思呢
？The kingdom did not come as people expected.
因为这个神国不是以人所期待的方式来的。
The kingdom invaded the world, but it did not come with a powerful, overwhelming force.
那神国呢已经进入了这个世界，但是呢，它不是用这个全面占领的方式进来。
It came in a quiet, hidden, and surprising manner.
它是用一个令人惊奇的、静悄悄的这样的方式进来的。
And Jesus teaches about this mystery of the kingdom in his parables in Mark chapter 4.
所以在马可的四章里面呢，主耶稣基督是用一些比喻来教导这个神国的奥秘的。
At the end of history, the kingdom will come with great power.
但是在我们这个人类历史的末了的时候呢，主耶稣会带着极大的能力再来。
But surprisingly, the kingdom is already here in a secret and hidden way.
但是令人惊奇的是，这个神的国在今天呢，已经是在一个奥秘的静悄悄的方式下已经来了。
And Mark gives us three parables of the kingdom.
那马可呢，关于神的国给了我们三个比喻。
There is the parable of the four pieces of ground.
一个呢就是四种土地的比喻。
A man goes out into a field and scatters seed all over the place.
一个呢就是人这个比喻就是一个人出去撒种，撒到所有的地里上。
It falls on four different kinds of soil, but only manages to grow on one of them.
那它撒在这个种子撒在四种土地上，但只有一种土地呢是最终结了那个籽的。
And we learn here that when someone hears the word of the kingdom, one of four things happens.
然后我们知道，当一个人听到了神的道以后呢，这四他一定是有这种四种反应当中的一个的。
Sometimes Satan steals the seed.
有的时候呢是撒旦把这个种子偷去了。
Sometimes the heat of adversity burns the seed.
一个呢就是这个太阳一照呢就把这个苗给干。
Sometimes thorns choke the seed.
有的时候呢是荆棘挤住了这个种子。
And sometimes it falls on good ground and bears fruit.
那还有的时候呢，它是落在好土里就开始结实了。
The kingdom does not come with irresistible power.
所以这个神国现在来，它并不是用这种无法阻挡的能力来的。
It does not come like a mighty tidal wave.
它不是像那种大能的洪水一般一扫而过来的。
It is like a small seed that falls and in many places does not grow.
它就像那个种子啊撒在很多的地方，但其中很多的地方是不长不起来的。
This is a kingdom that people can reject.
那这个神的国的形式呢是人是可以拒绝他的。
Out of four people, only one responds with faith.
在四个人当中啊只有一个人是用信心来回应的。
The kingdom, like a little seed, can be rejected.
所以这个神的国啊就像这个小小的种子一样是可以被人拒绝的。
This is the mystery of the kingdom.
这就是神国的奥秘了。
Then we have the story of the seed that grows gradually.
然后我们又主耶稣又讲了一个故事，就是种子呢在土里渐渐生长的这个故事。
A farmer sows seed in his field and then he goes home and leaves the seed to do what seeds do.
那就是讲一个农民呢把种子撒在地上以后呢他就不管了，就让这个种子自己生长了。
The man goes about his daily chores, meanwhile the seed starts to grow and produce a crop.
那这个人呢去干自己的事情了呢，同时呢这个种子呢他就自己在生长，长成了庄稼。
The farmer has no idea how these strange powers in the seed actually work.
所以这个农夫呢不知道这个种子里所蕴含的这个奇妙的这生命能力是从哪里来的。
The seed has hidden powers put there by God.
那这个种子里面的这个隐藏的这个能力啊是神放在里面的。
And those powers operate silently and secretly.
那这些能力呢它是静悄悄的奥秘的形式在起作用的。
We don't know how it all works, but in the end,There will be a great harvest.
我们不知道它是怎么做成的，但是最后呢，就会有一个大丰收。
A tiny seed turns into abundant harvest.
那一个小小的种子呢，最后就变成了一个很多的庄稼的丰收。
There's a lot of mystery in the seed.
所以在这个种子里面有藏了很多的奥秘啊。
And then there's the story of the mustard seed.
然后呢，主耶稣就讲了这个芥菜种的比喻。
Here a very small seed falls into the ground and produces a very large tree.
它是一个非常小的种子，种在地里呢，最后长出了一棵非常大的树。
How does a huge tree originate from a tiny seed?
这么大一棵树怎么能从一个这么小的种子开始呢？
Similarly, the kingdom may look small and insignificant, but one day it will grow into something that's enormous.
所以神的国也是这样的。 刚开始看上去呢, 它是不起眼的, 很微小的, 但是渐渐的呢, 有一天它就会变得非常非常的庞大。
People may be tempted to dismiss or disregard this little seed.
那人们呢可能比较倾向于忽视这么小的一个种子。
But don't be fooled. One day this tree will fill the entire world.
但是你不要被它愚弄了，因为有一天呢，这棵树会充满了全世界。
There are powers in the seed that are invincible.
所以这个小小的种子里面藏着人看不见的一个能力。
These stories teach us about the mystery of the kingdom.
所以这三个比喻呢，都是教我们这个神国的奥秘的。
The kingdom has already come, but not as expected.
对，神的国已经来了，但是不是按照人们所期待那个方式来的。
It doesn't make a big splash or put on a big show.
它不是大张旗鼓的来大肆宣扬的这种方式来的。
This kingdom works in a quiet way.
它是用这种安静的静悄悄的方式来的。
But don't be mistaken.
但是不要被它欺骗了，不要搞错了。
At the end of the age, all the kingdoms of this world will come to belong to the Lord Jesus Christ.
因为在这个世界的末了，这整个世界都要属于主耶稣基督。
So there's an element of mystery to this kingdom.
所以在这个神的国里面是有这个奥秘的成分的。
But the most surprising part was the way this kingdom would be ushered in.
但是其实最奇妙的呢，还是这个神国是怎么到来的。
The kingdom would come not by means of a sword, but by means of a cross.
因为这个神的国建立，它不是靠这个刀枪来建立的，不是靠刀枪建立的，它是靠十字架建立的。
The disciples could not understand this. It was a mystery to them.
那门徒们当时是不能明白的，对他们那个时候而言是一个奥秘。
In Mark chapter 11, Jesus makes his arrival in Jerusalem and he is given the welcome of a king.
在马可的11章里面讲到主耶稣基督进了耶路撒冷的时候呢，人们是以把他当作王一样来欢迎他的。
Mark 11:7, then they brought the colt to Jesus and threw their clothes on it, and he sat on it.
马可的11章的7节，他们把驴驹牵到耶稣那里，把自己的衣裳搭在上面，耶稣就骑上。Verse
8, and many spread their clothes on the road, and others cut down leafy branches from the trees and spread them on the road.
第8节，有许多人把衣服铺在路上，也有人把田间的树枝砍下来铺在路上。
Now this is the fulfillment of an ancient prophecy that says, Behold, your king is coming to you riding on a donkey.
那这个呢，其实在应验一个古老的预言呢，就是你的主啊，要坐着驴驹而来。
Verse 9, then those who went before and those who followed cried out saying, Hosanna, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord.
第9节，前行后随的人都喊着说：“Hosanna，奉主名来的是应当称颂的。”Blessed
is the kingdom of our father David that comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest.
第10节，那将要来的我主大卫之国是应当称颂的，高高在上。Hosanna。Prophecy
is being fulfilled here, and the people are receiving their king.
所以预言呢，在这个里得到了应验，然后人们呢，现在是在接纳他们的王啊，接受他们的王了。
The long-awaited moment has arrived, and what we would expect now is the coronation of the king.
所以人们所期待已久的时刻来到了，现在这个王来了。
Most of us have probably seen a coronation ceremony on television or in a movie.
所以很多人可能都在这个电视上啊，会看到这个王的这个加冕仪式啊。When
a new king comes to the throne, a very elaborate ceremony is held.
所以当一个新的王啊，他要走上这个宝座的时候呢，会有一个非常隆重的一个仪式来庆祝。Military
officials, government leaders, and royalty are present.
所以不管是军方的还是政界的还是皇家的就很多的代表都会来参加。The
maximum religious leader is usually the one who officiates.
然后通常呢是当时这个宗教的这个阶层的最高级别的这个领袖呢他是来主持这个加冕仪式的。And
the new monarch is crowned with great pomp and protocol.
所以这个新的这个君主啊是在这个叫什么棕榈之下被这个加冕的。Coronation
ceremonies are grandiose affairs.
所以这个加冕仪式啊是一个非常壮丽隆重的重大的一个事件。However,
the most astounding coronation ceremony of all was when they crowned Jesus Christ.
但是这个全世界最让人震惊的最独具一格的这个加冕仪式就是主耶稣基督的这个加冕仪式了。Things
got underway late at night, and let's go to chapter 14, we're going to read verse 53.
我们来读一下马可福音的14章的53节。
The verse says this, and they led Jesus away to the high priest, and with him were assembled all the chief priests, the elders, and the scribes.
他们把耶稣带到大祭司那里，又有众祭司长和长老并文士都来和大祭司一同聚集。The
leaders of the nation are present.
所以当时这个国家的这个民族的领袖都在场了。And
as is the custom, the high priest officiated in this ceremony.
那按照传统的这个规矩来说呢，应该是大祭司来主持这个仪式的。Verse
61, but he kept silent and answered nothing. Again, the high priest asked him, saying, "Are you the Christ, the Son of the Blessed?"
看61节，耶稣却不言语，一句也不回答。大祭司又问他说：“你是那当称颂者的儿子，基督不是？”
And Jesus answered, "I am."
耶稣说我是。Now,
the word Christ means anointed one because it was the custom for kings to be anointed with oil.
那基督呢就是这个受膏者的意思，因为按照传统的这个规矩呢，就是王是要被膏抹的。Verse
65, then some began to spit on him and to blindfold him and to beat him and to say to him, "Prophesy." And the officers struck him with the palms of their hands.
我们看65节，就有人吐唾沫在他脸上，又蒙着他的脸，用拳头打他，对他说：“你说预言吧。”差役接过他来，用手掌打他。Here
we have the anointing of the king, but he was not anointed with oil. He was anointed with spit.
我们在这里看到这个王被膏抹了，但他不是被油膏抹的，他是用唾沫膏抹的。
Kings should be honored, but this king was mocked and slapped and beaten.
那王应该是得到人的尊重的，但是这里的王呢，却被藐视，却被这个打耳光，被这个唾弃。Chapter
15, verse 16. Then the soldiers led him away into the hall called the Praetorium, and they called together the whole garrison.
我们再看15章的马可的15章16节，兵丁把耶稣带进衙门院内，叫齐了全营的兵。At
royal coronations, you expect to see a military presence, and well, that's what we have here.
那一般的加冕仪式呢，我们都会看到这个军方的这个代表啊。那在这里我们也看到了。Verse
17, and they clothed him with purple, and they twisted a crown of thorns and put it on his head.
我们看17节，他们给他穿上紫袍，又用荆棘编作冠冕给他戴上。And
began to salute him, "Hail, King of the Jews."
18节就庆贺他说，恭喜犹太人的王啊。A
coronation would not be complete without a royal robe.
当然这个加冕仪式呢，是少不了一个王袍的。And
the king must be given a royal crown.
而且这个王呢，必须有人给他一个冠冕。This,
of course, is what one would expect in a coronation ceremony. So he has a robe and a crown, and notice how everything is done according to royal protocol.
所以你看,他在这里面,冠冕也有了,这个王袍也有了,紫袍也有了,全部都是按照这个加冕仪式的这个传统这个来的。
As is customary, they proclaim, Hail, King of the Jews.
而且按照这个习俗呢,他们也庆贺他了,说恭喜犹太人的王。
Verse 19, then they struck him on the head with a reed and spat on him, and bowing the knee, they worshipped him.
然后我们再看这个二十节,又拿一个打他的头。
Not only did the Jewish leaders anoint him with spit, now he is anointed by the Roman soldiers in a similar fashion.
所以不仅这个犹太人呢,用唾沫来膏抹他,那现在这个罗马人的军兵啊,也是用同样的方式来告他的。People
should bow before a king, and now the soldiers bend the knee before him in mockery.
所以人呢,对这个新加冕的王是应该屈膝敬拜的,但在这里面呢,他们也屈膝了,只不过是用嘲弄的方式在做的。Verse
20, and when they had mocked him, they took the purple off him and put his own clothes on him and led him out to crucify him.
20节戏弄完了,就给他脱了紫袍,仍穿上他自己的衣服,带他出去要钉十字架。The
first part of the ceremony is done, and now the king must take his place on a royal throne.
那现在这个加冕仪式第一阶段过去了,那接下去呢,本来这个王呢,是应该去坐在他的宝座上的。
The enthronement took place on a hill outside the city.
那这个做宝座的这个程序呢,是在城外的一个小山上进行的。Verse
25, now it was the third hour, and they crucified him.
15到25节,定他在十字架上是四出的时候。The
king was lifted up and exalted to a high place.
那现在这个王呢,是被人高举到一个高处了。Verse
26, and the inscription of his accusation was written above the King of the Jews.
26节,在上面有他的罪状写的是犹太人的王。A
sign with the appropriate title was placed over his head.
所以这个合适的一个名号啊,一个是钉在了他的头上。
There should be no mistake about this. The man on the cross was being declared king.
所以人不会误解的,在这里被定的这个人呢,他就是犹太人的王。Verse
27, with him they also crucified two robbers, one on his right and the other on his left.
27节,他们又把两个强盗和他同钉十字架,一个在右边,一个在左边。
The places of honor on his right hand and left hand were not given to James and John as they had requested, but to two criminals.
那他在他的左边和右边这两个尊贵的位置呢,没有给这个约翰和雅各,虽然约翰和雅各他们俩想要这个位置,却给了两个罪犯。And
now we hear the words of the high priests.
那现在我们来听这个大祭司的话。
Verse 32, let the Christ, the King of Israel, descend now from the cross that we may see and believe.
32节,以色列的王基督现在可以从十字架上下来,叫我们看见就信了。The
leaders mockingly presented him as the Christ, the King of Israel.
所以这个宗教领袖在用这个讥诮的方式,但是在宣告以色列的王基督。
And then, as is customary, someone offered a toast to the king.
Toast. 按照这个传统,是有人应该给他一个东西的。
Verse 36, then someone ran and filled a sponge full of sour wine, put it on a reed, and offered it to him to drink.
就是36节这里面,有一个人跑去把海蓉蘸满了醋,绑在苇子上递给他喝。A
toast for the king.
这就是 难道是烤面包片吗？这个就是，这是给王敬献的东西啊。
And then the king bowed his head and breathed his last.
嗯，然后这个王呢，就低下头，断气了。
Without intending to do so, the Jews had carried out an elaborate coronation ceremony.
嗯，虽然他们不是有意这样做的，但他们实际上呢，真的就完全一模一样的把整个加冕仪式给走了一遍。
Royal protocol was followed in the most detailed manner.
嗯，然后这个皇家的这个加冕仪式啊，就是按照用非常细节的方式，一步一步都这样执行下来。
Little did they understand what they were actually doing.
嗯，其实他们所做的，他们一点都不知道自己在干什么。
They thought they were getting rid of Jesus, but in the process, they were crowning him as king.
嗯，他们以为呢，他们是在除掉耶稣，但是与此同时呢，他实际上是在高他做了王。
They gave him a cross, but he turned it into a throne.
嗯，他们给了他十字架，但结果这个十字架呢，却变成了他的宝座。
They meant to carry out a crucifixion, and God turned it into a coronation.
嗯，他们本来是要把它钉十字架的，结果神呢却把它变成了一个加冕仪式。
They meant this to be a moment of shame, but he turned it into a moment of glory.
嗯，他们本来是要在这个时刻是要羞辱耶稣的，结果神却把它变成了一个荣耀的时刻。
The mockery of Christ only serves to highlight the majesty of Christ.
嗯，所以他们对耶稣的嘲弄啊，结果却突出了耶稣的这个王权呢。
They meant it for evil, but God meant it for good.
嗯，所以他们的意思是恶的，但是神的旨意却是善的。
And never was he more a king than when he was lifted up on a cross.
他在任何时候都没有在十字架上的时候更是一个王的样子了。
Who has ever heard?Of a coronation like this.
谁见到过或听说过有一个像这样的加冕仪式呢？
Who has ever heard of a king like this?
谁听说过一个像这样的王呢？
When their Messiah was crucified, the disciples were devastated and their hopes were dashed.
当弥赛亚被钉十字架的时候呢，他的门徒都绝望了，他们所有的盼望都毁灭了，但三天以后。
But 3 days later, Jesus came back, risen from the grave, and everything changed.
嗯，但三天以后，耶稣又回来了，他从坟墓里面复活了，一切都改变了。
In the light of the resurrection, the disciples realized that something earth-shaking had taken place.
嗯，所以在复活的光照之下，他们门徒明白了，整个地的根基被摇动了。
What happened at the cross was huge.And it changed everything.
嗯，因为在十字架上所发生的事情是巨大的，它改变了所有的一切。
This was all part of God's plan, as foretold by the prophets.
嗯，那这些都是神预先的计划，而且预先都通过先知讲明了。
The mystery of the kingdom turned out to be a cross.
嗯，所以这个神国的奥秘啊，这个最终呈现出来的是十字架。
The king had given his life to set us free from the kingdom of darkness.
是这个王啊，他舍了他自己的生命，为了把我们从黑暗的国度中释放得自由。
By his death and resurrection, Christ defeated death and sin and hell.
那借着他的死和复活，那耶稣胜过了罪、死亡和地狱。
What looked like a defeat was in fact a victory.
嗯，所以看上去一个好像被打败了的人呢，其实他倒得了胜利。
Listen to how the Bible describes this in Colossians chapter 2.
我们看看圣经是怎么宣告这个时刻的，在哥罗西书的二章。
Verse 14, the record of debt that stood against us with its legal demands, this he set aside.Nailing it to the cross.
嗯，哥罗西书的二章十四节，又涂抹了在律例上所写攻击我们、有碍于我们的字句，把它撤去，钉在十字架上。
Verse 15, he disarmed the rulers and authorities, put them to open shame by triumphing over them.
再看 15节, 即将一切执政的掌权的掳来, 显明给众人看, 就仗着十字架夸胜。
The weakness and foolishness of God turned out to be stronger and greater than the schemes of men.
所以神的软弱和神的愚拙啊, 转过来却比这个人的强壮, 人的智慧要高明得多。
This was the mystery of God's plan mapped out by divine wisdom before the world began.
所以这就是 神的这个 计划的奥秘啊, 它比 这世间所有人的智慧都要超, 卓越得多。
In 1 Corinthians 2, verse 8, we read, None of the rulers of this age understood it, for if they had, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory.
我们看哥林多前书的2章8节, 这智慧世上有权有位的人没有一个知道的, 他们若知道就不把荣耀的主钉在十字架上了。
Other kings conquered, shedding rivers of blood.
那其他的 国王啊,如果他们要征服的话呢,他总是血流成河的。
This king came and shed his own blood for us.
但是这个王来了,但他却为我们洒了他自己的血。
Other kings established their kingdom on the basis of power.
那其他的国王呢,他建立他的国度是基于,是在这个权力上建立的。
This king established his kingdom on the basis of love.
那这个王呢,他建立他的国度是在爱的基础上建立的。
Other kings came to occupy a place of supremacy and honor.
那其他的王呢,他占领一个地方呢,是高高在上的。
This king came not to be served, but to serve and to give his life a ransom for many.
但是这个王来呢,不是要被人服侍的,乃是要服侍人,而且舍了他的命啊,做多人的赎价。
Never has the world seen a king like this.
这个世界从来没有看到过这样的一个王。
Never has the world seen a kingdom like this.
然后这世界也没有看到一个像这样的国度。
This is a kingdom where sinners find forgiveness and acceptance in the family of God.
但在这个神的这个国度里面呢, 是罪人能够得着赦免, 啊, 他成为了神家的一员。
This is a kingdom where the broken find healing and wholeness.
那在这个国度里面呢, 一切这个破碎的人呢, 在这里找到医治, 找到完全。
It is where the weary and the heavy laden find rest.
在这个国度里面, 一切劳苦担重担的人都得着了安息。
In this kingdom, we learn to forgive 70 times 7.
那在这个国度里面呢, 我们学习要饶恕别人70个7次。
We learn to love our enemies and bless those who curse us.
我们学习要 爱我们的仇敌啊, 要为咒诅我们的人祷告。
We learn to overcome evil with good.
我们学会要用 善来抵挡恶。
We learn that it is more blessed to give than to receive.
我们学习施比受更有福。
It is where love covers a multitude of sins.
我们知道在这个国度里面,爱能够遮掩许多的罪。
One day, the kingdom of Christ will come to this world, and he will reign and restore all things.
有一天,这个王还会重新来到这个地上,他会使一切都恢复原样。
But that kingdom has already reached our hearts if we have trusted in Christ.
但是如果我们信靠了耶稣基督的话, 那这个国度就已经进到了我们的心里了。
The king has come to dwell with us.
那这个王已经来住在我们中间了。
We walk in the light of his love.
我们是行走在他爱的光中的。
We live in the joy of his salvation.
我们是活在他的这个救恩的喜乐当中的。
We belong to an unshakable kingdom.
我们是属于一个不可摇动的国的。
This kingdom will stand when every other kingdom has crumbled.
当其他的国啊都垮掉的时候呢，这个国依然坚立的。
This is an everlasting kingdom. To belong to this kingdom is the highest privilege and the greatest blessing.
嗯，那属于这个国度是我们极大的荣幸，也是我们极蒙的极大的祝福。
And to serve this king is the highest honor.
嗯，能够服侍这个王啊，是我们极大的尊荣。
Three final thoughts regarding the kingdom of God.
嗯，那关于神的国呢，有最后三点总结。
There is something wonderful about this kingdom.
嗯，是关于这个国的一些奇妙的美好的地方。
Death and disease flee away.
嗯，那死亡和这个疾病呢，都逃走了。
Lepers are cleansed.
大麻风都得了洁净。
The dead are raised.
嗯，死人被复活了。
Storms are calmed.
嗯，风暴平静了。
Debts are cancelled.
嗯，所有的债都已经免除了。
Demons tremble.
嗯，这个巫鬼在颤抖。
It's a wonderful kingdom.
这是一个非常奇妙的国度。
Secondly, there is something enigmatic about this kingdom. Something mysterious about this kingdom.
那第二点呢，就是这个国度呢的一些奥秘。
The kingdom is present, yet future.
这个国度既是现在的，也是将来的事。
It is revealed, yet it is a mystery.
它有被显明的部分，还有它奥秘的部分。
It is like a small seed, yet it grows to an amazing size.
它是一个小小的种子，但是呢，它会长到很大很大。
It comes not by a sword, it comes by a cross.
它这个国度来临呢，不是靠这个刀剑的，而是靠十字架的。
So there are things we don't fully understand about this kingdom.
所以关于神的国，我们还有很多不明白的地方。
And thirdly, there is something Christ-like about this kingdom.
第三点呢，就是这个国度呢，是有一些跟耶稣相像的地方。
This kingdom looks like Christ.
这个国度啊，就像基督那样。
In this kingdom, people learn to love like Christ loved.
因为在这个国度里的人呢，他们学习像基督那样去爱。
In this kingdom, people serve like Christ served.
在这个国里的人呢，他们像基督那样去服侍。
In this kingdom, people sacrifice like Christ sacrificed.
在这个国度里面，人像基督那样去牺牲自己。
That's what the kingdom of God looks like.
这就是神的国的样子了。
It looks like Christ.
因为看起来就像基督一样。
Now, the fact that humanity crucified the Son of God teaches us two important lessons.
那这个人把基督钉在十字架上，教导了我们两个功课。
Lesson number one, we don't want God.
那第一个功课就是我们不想要神。
We want to be our own God.
我们想要做自己的神。
We want to run our own lives.
我们想要自己掌控自己的生命。
We don't want Christ to interfere with our lives.
我们不想基督来干涉我们的生命。
Humanity crucified Christ because we are rebels at heart and we don't want God.
那人类之所以把耶稣钉在十字架上，是因为我们是悖逆的人，我们不想要他。
But here's the second message. God wants us.
但是第二个功课是什么？第二个信息就是神想要我们。
The Son of God going to a cross to pay for our sins tells us that God wants us.
神的儿子走向十字架，付了我们的代价，就是为了要告诉我们神想要我们。
We were created by God. We were created for God.
我们是被神造的，也是为神造的。
We turned away from God, but He is determined to win us back.
我们远离了神，但是神定义要把我们赢回来。
And he was willing to die on a cross in order to get us back.
为了把我们赢回来啊，他甚至愿意死在十字架上。
The cross tells us that God loves us and that he wants us.
所以十字架告诉我们神爱我们，他想要我们。
But we should understand that there are only two kingdoms.
但是我们要明白只有两个国度。
There's the kingdom of light and the kingdom of darkness.
那就是光明的国度和黑暗的国度。
Each one of us will make the solemn choice of whom we will serve.
所以我们每个人必须做这样的一个严肃的选择，你到底想要待在哪个国度？
I hope you have bowed your knee to this king and are a member of his eternal kingdom.
那我希望你能够向这个王屈膝，然后属于他的这个国度。
If not, his message to you is, the kingdom of God is at hand, repent and believe in the gospel.
那如果你还没有这样做呢，那他给你的信息就是神的国近了，你们要悔改，这就是神国的福音了。
If you have never done that, I invite you to do it today.
如果你以前从来没有做过，没有接受过这个福音呢，我建议你，我邀请你今天就做。
And I hope that you too will come to know and serve this wonderful king.
我希望你也能够认识，也来服侍这个美好的王。
May God bless his word to our hearts.
愿主祝福他的话语能进到我们的心里。
Thank you.
谢谢大家。
Thank you, Brother Jürgen. We much appreciate that. Let's just close then with a word of prayer.
好，我们感谢 Jürgen 弟兄，我们一起做一个结束的祷告。
Father, we thank you that the Lord Jesus Christ one day will be acknowledged universally as the King of Kings and Lord of Lords.
主，我们感谢你，有一天主耶稣基督会被全世界全地承认他是万王之王，万主之主。
Lord, we thank you that today we who have trusted your Son and the sacrifice he made for us, that we have him, we have the King in our hearts.
主啊，我们感谢你，今天我们凡是信靠耶稣基督，承认他在十字架上为我们所做的牺牲的人，那王就在我们的心里了。
So Lord, bless your word to us tonight.
主啊，求你祝福你的话语。
And for those in China, we pray a blessing upon them and a good day ahead.
对所有在中国的弟兄姐妹们，我们祈求您的祝福临到他们，给他们一个美好的日子。
And we give you thanks once again for your word in the name of our Lord Jesus. Amen.
我们再次为您的话语感谢您，奉耶稣基督的名。 Amen.
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 Amen. Thank you.
Bye-bye.